What's up, party people? SportsMagazine.com. SportsMagazine.com is finally here. I know you guys have been asking for it for a while. We finally got our act together.
It's the inaugural podcast. It's the inaugural Sports Magazine.com.
Those of you out there who have kept up with the articles on the website, well, you know that we love boxing, and that's primarily what we cover. So it's fitting. Our first podcast is going to be about boxing and nothing but. Last night, not so great fight went down between Miguel Cotto and Sergio Martinez for the legitimate lineal middleweight championship of the world. I have to preface this podcast with a little confession or a statement or whatever you want to call it. I am and always will be a huge Sergio Martinez fan, supporter, watch his fights, etc., etc. And I'm extremely, extremely depressed. So with that in mind, let's talk about this fight. It went bad quick for Martinez last night in New York City in Madison Square Garden in a crowd of approximately 20,000, you know, give or take a few. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Basically, first round, he went down three times. Cotto caught him with a signature left hook to the head, and he never recovered. He went down twice more in the first round after the first knockdown. The last time he went down was a body blow. And from there, Cotto just schooled him. You know, Martinez showed his typical heart, just kept trying to punch back, do what he can do, his Houdini-like tactics, but, you know, to no avail. Cotto was just too strong and on his game, and, you know, got credit for one more knockdown in the ninth round because Martinez's glove touched the canvas, and guess what? Martinez didn't answer the bell for the 10th. His corner basically stopped the fight. Martinez, you know, a little bit of arguing against it, but nothing too visceral, and there we have it. 10th round TKO for Miguel Cotto, in a surprise to everyone who, you know, at least we thought we were going to get a war, not just a one-sided drubbing from Cotto. So now the question is, you know, what's next for both of these fighters? And, well, for Cotto, I think it's fairly obvious. Martinez, not so obvious, just, you know, in the nature of how he lost to Cotto last night. When Martinez was interviewed after the fight last night, he was asked about his performance. And, you know, he said it was just a matter of him getting caught with a good shot and that he was never able to fully recover. And, of course, you know, that first left hook from Cotto caught him clean. Martinez, pretty notorious for not keeping his hands up, you know, a lot of machismo, if you will, just you know, willing to hit in exchange. We saw that with Chavez, especially in the final rounds. And, you know, maybe just doing that his whole career finally caught up with him, and it only took one clean shot from a solid puncher like Cotto to put him out for the whole fight, you know. And, hey, maybe he is done. Maybe it's time to retire. But the fact is he still has one more fight under his contract with HBO. And I'm guessing, you know, knowing the competitor and then Lionheart, we all know Sergio to be, that he's going to take that fight in some way, shape, or form. Now, who is he going to fight against? That's the big question. Is it going to be against some, like, journeyman tomato can guy? So Martinez can have his swan song maybe with a knockout or a nice decision to end his career? You know, I think people would definitely turn out for that. Or is he going to go the completely opposite route and try to take on I don't know, another hungry young lion? Is he crazy enough to try to come back against Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, just to show, like, hey, I did just get caught with a punch and everything else is still in working order. And, you know, if I'm a little bit more defensive, I still stand a chance and can stick around for a few more fights. You know, that's going to be definitely interesting with HBO pretty much televising whatever fight he's going to fight last. I'm guessing it's going to be in non-pay-per-view format, but I just don't see Sergio Martinez bypassing that last fight in his contract. We'll see what Martinez's health ends up being like, but if he doesn't step away, you know, someone might have to pull him aside and have a tough talk with him, you know, maybe like a Colonel Troutman Rambo style, if any of you remember that one. Might go down a little something like this.
It's over, Johnny. It's over! Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
All right, I kid. Let's move on to Miguel Cotto now and his immediate options after this drubbing of Martinez. So Cotto's king of the world right now. In his next fight, it's going to be big money no matter who his opponent's going to be. The obvious choice, the one everyone's talking about, is Canelo Alvarez, you know, pitting Puerto Rico against Mexico. It's going to be huge, huge not only at the gate, but pay-per-view as well. You know, the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans, they love to support their fighters, and they're going to dish out the money, you know, the $60-$70 if you're watching in HD to watch that fight. So I think that would be really, really huge. Of course, Canelo has to get past Lara coming up. He has a pretty tough fight, but I don't think he's going to lose that one. I think Canelo has proven by now he's not a fluke, and it should be a good fight, but I see him winning that. Maybe not as easily as he did with Pero, you know, with Angulo, but I really think he's going to pull it off. So that's going to set up a possible Cotto Alvarez showdown in the future, now that Golden Boy and Bob Arum are talking again. So that's definitely a big money that can be in the works. The other one everyone's talking about is a rematch with Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know, I think this is a good fight, but maybe a little bit down the road, maybe after the Alvarez fight. I think Cotto had a good showing against Mayweather, enough to warrant a rematch. I don't know, maybe. Maybe if he racks up a couple more wins and Mayweather goes down a little bit more, maybe he fights a Khan coming up and his facilities decline just a little bit. It'll be a good fight, but even in a rematch, I don't see Mayweather losing to Cotto. So I'm not intrigued. Would I watch the fight? Yeah, but am I intrigued like I would be against Canelo and Cotto? No way. I think I'd rather pay for the Canelo-Cotto fight, and it's going to be good. It's going to be huge. It could be in Vegas. It could be in New York, but I would love to see that at Cowboy Stadium in Texas. I think with both promoters working together, with the fan power and the location, you know, of the Cowboy Stadium down there in Texas with Jerry Jones and that giant stadium, I think it could be huge and something, you know, an experience, you know, like a week-long experience building up to the fight. And I would love to see that next, you know, provided Alvarez beats Lara, which, as I mentioned, he should. One thing I haven't heard a great deal of discussion about is a possible Cotto fight with none other than the Filipino, you know, Manny Pacquiao, everyone's favorite. That would be interesting because now they're both trained by the same man, Freddie Roach. So do I think that fight will happen? Probably not, just for the fact that they're both trained by Freddie Roach and they're both riding high right now. Would it be an interesting storyline? Yeah, I think so. I think it could happen, you know, if both of them keep rattling off a couple wins and, you know, promoters the same, you know, it could be something down the road that would be interesting and just to keep your eye out for in regards to Miguel Cotto. All right, folks, before I get out of here, I just want to talk a little Stevenson, Kovalev, and yes, we are ending a little early today, class. I just want to get you guys in and out with a few tidbits every podcast. So generally, we'll go about 10 to 20 minutes. That's just for future reference. So Stevenson, Kovalev, oh, man, I was so excited for this fight when it was first semi-announced because it was never made official. We're learning now. Two big punchers, two guys on a collision course. And Stevenson ended up going to Showtime, as we all know, for a sweeter deal, more money, and an eventual shot to fight Bernard Hopkins if everything goes his way. And Kovalev was kind of left high and dry without a, I don't know, interesting opponent to fight. Maybe they'll just find some other journeyman for him to knock out and for us to be like, ooh-hoo, you know, another knockout, big deal. But man, did I want to see him fight Stevenson. But I do think Stevenson did take a cowardly way out. I understand, you know, he's 35, 36, whatever he is. He needs to get those big paydays while he can. But it was definitely a move to avoid Kovalev. I think he got exposed. Maybe Showtime's a little worried about that in his last fight with Fonfara. He got knocked down. I think it was in the 10th round or whatever it was. I mean, he was breathing heavy. You know, that's the kind of guy that Bernard Hopkins chews up and spits out. He's going to make him tired, and then in the 10th, 11th round, he's just going to pepper him with shots. So, I don't know. I'm a big Hopkins fan. I would love to see a Hopkins-Stevenson fight, but I think I would have rather seen Kovalev-Stevenson more. And I think Kovalev said it best when they interviewed him at the end of one of his fights when asked about, you know, Stevenson's behavior. Kovalev just put on his best face, and he said, I think Stevenson's suspicious shit. And, you know, that says it all. So we'll end on that, folks. Thanks for listening. Check the website often. And, you know, a new podcast should be up soon, talking boxing and other interesting things in the sports world. keep visiting us at www.freesportsmagazine.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.